Chapter 1, In the Beginning. My story begins with the questions I asked one morning as I was wondering once again, who am I and why am I here? Show me how I began and what I am here to do. In my inner thoughts, these words came forth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. From the mind of God, vibration became form, the beginning of all that was required for giving life to all that was to be. God created with divine inspiration, giving form to the messengers that would experience life and explore possibilities. We began our journey into the unknown with certain absolutes encoded within our DNA. The opportunity to live our lives in joy and peace. The promise that all of our needs would be met. The assurance that all things were created to evolve and change. The only requirement was that we trust the beginning. I began, as did you, from that first spark of vibration from the mind of God. I became acoustic, then sound, no sound. As time passed and I grew in understanding, I came to earth as one of the many components of this grand undertaking, a messenger. The Earth Project would be the evolution of planetary consciousness. Simply put, the Earth and her human residents, fully integrated in their divine physical form, would move through the gateway together. Quite an undertaking, for this has never been done before. Many years have been dedicated to the Earth Project, and for some, many lifetimes. Today, we stand at the precipice of realization of this grand experience. No longer looking outside of ourselves for the why am I here, or the what did I come to do. It is time to remember the beginning and all that was absolute. It is time to trust in those absolutes and disengage from the reality of limitation and entrainment within which we currently reside. How is that done, you might ask? We return to the full integration of our divine spark from the mind of God. How does that work? First, we must trust. Second, believe that all things are possible. That may not be as simple as one might think, and yet it is precisely what must be done. We have the ability to reside as the mind of God within our divine physical form, created specifically for this purpose. We understand that each unique expression holds no more, no less significance or importance than any other. To fully experience our connection with one another, or the mind of God as it truly exists, each puzzle piece must be carefully put into place. We have all brought pieces to the puzzle, and I have come to share my piece of the puzzle now as I tell my story. My journey to planet Earth begins March 14th. I was born into human form upon planet Earth on Albert's birthday. The year is 1943, just 2 short months after Nikola's death. Coincidence? If there is any truth to the story of my birth as my Earth Mother told it, then the timing was significant. You see, she loved to tell the story of the 2 days of labor, a breech birth, and my determination to not be born on March 12th, as many would have preferred. That would have changed everything, for it was destined that I be born a mathematical pi baby, 3.14, and that Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla be joined with me in a cosmic union that would determine a life of intrigue, adventure, and collaborative discovery. I will begin my story in the present time, for we are rapidly approaching a very significant time in the history of our human evolution, December 21, 2012. Many of us have been dedicated to seeing the Earth Project fully realized and have spent lifetimes in order for the transition to happen smoothly. We are each asked to step forth courageously, for what is unfolding, while divinely created, will require that we hold steady our vision. Within each story we share with one another, we will find pathways of remembrance into our divinely supported emergence into the new reality. All that is required is the courage to dream. My story continues, as does yours.